I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and it just seems like the information I've heard and talked to that cold spell we had probably last Thursday through this, for 5-6 days or even 2 weeks, kind of just really slowed down fishing. How was it up in Day County and Marshall?
Yeah, I would say we definitely don't have any fast bites going on. They're catching a few fish, maybe one fish per 2 hours or so that you're on the ice. So, yeah, nothing spectacular. Every once in a while, somebody will do pretty good. But for the most part, I'd say it's definitely a slow bite. Still, most people are on Wabay. Bitter Lake, I think, has improved a little bit as far as the bite goes, and they're starting to see a little bit more activity on Bitter. But those are two lakes having the most people on them. And then further north is what they're calling North Hazelden. There's been some activity on there, but another chunk of that was recently coasted. So to go on some of that, you're going to have permission from the landowner because there's red signs across it now marking it as posted.
So red signs is a key there to have it legally posted in the wintertime?
Right. The Game Fish Parks is providing the signs. When landowners go to post it, they have to use the signs that Game Fish Parks is providing, and they're a red sign with white lettering on them. If you go on our website, there's an example of one of them, so you'll know for sure what they look like.
And then if it's a body of water with partial closing in soft water times, do you have to have buoys out there then?
Right, and it'll be buoys in the open water. The commission has designated a certain type of buoy and size, and that will be up to the landowners to put those buoys out, to purchase the buoys, as well as put them out and maintain them out there in open water.
Well, back down to fishing around Webster, still pretty much Bitter and Wabay, maybe some Minnewaster or some other lakes mixed in?
Yeah, those three, I'd say, are their main ones. Minnewaster at times has had decent walleye bite as well, a few perch mixed in. Sounds like Enemy Swim starting to see a little bit more activity. There's a few bluegills as well as some crappies being caught. I haven't heard much on walleyes on Enemy. Really haven't heard too much off of pickerel at all this winter. Blue dog, not much for activity. There's some pretty sized heaps on blue dogs that might be hindering some people. But that's pretty much it, what we're seeing as far as, activity in our area.
I think we got a lot of good ice. I'm hearing all around maybe 15 to 20 plus inches, but is there lakes with a lot of heaves and pressure ridges?
Yeah, I'd agree the 20 inches is what we're at for a lot of lakes. But yeah, there's definitely some heaves, and they're pretty visible right now. Maybe after, we get some warmer weather, they might not be so visible, so it could be a little more dangerous for people. But definitely you want to avoid those heaves and don't try to cross them with your vehicle.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese. And well, last week and last weekend and Monday, none of those days were very nice, but did fishermen find a few fish here and there between Brookings and Sioux Falls?
The reports are scarce, and I haven't been out. From what I gather, it's just really hit and miss, the folks that are going out. Some folks, on the typical lakes, Ponset, Thompson, Whitewood, they'll hit it right and do pretty well. And other folks, you pick the wrong day or the wrong spot or you aren't doing things quite right, and you end up with either a few fish or a zero. I did get one report off of Brush Lake, and it might have been a little while back, but guy reported that he had some pretty good perch fishing out there. So I don't know. I haven't seen crowds out there or anything, but I've seen a few shacks, that one might be worth a try. The Oakwoods still been quiet. They're both chuck full of fish, both perch and walleyes, but really haven't gotten a good report out of there yet. Goldsmith, nothing. Highway 81 lakes, have been slow to the best of my knowledge, and did just get a report off of Madison, but that wasn't good. It had been slow, so it's pretty slow. Round Sioux Falls too. Talked to a number of COs yesterday in a meeting, and they said right around Sioux Falls has been pretty slow. A while back, sounds like North Island Lake was yielding some big walleyes, but that sort of shut down. And Beaver Lake over by Humboldt is hit and miss. Sounds like you got to pick the right day there. So we're kind of in the midwinter doldrums right now, and maybe with this warm up, we'll see a little improvement.
Hey, Dave, Oak Lake north of Brookings, and then that Fish Lake that they surveyed and found out had good walleyes that is probably closer to you than it is Clear Lake. Any word from any fishing activity on either one of those lakes this winter yet?
You know, I haven't heard anything, but that's not to say that there isn't some activity going on there. People over there, they're far enough off the beaten path that sometimes they're catching fish and keeping it quiet. So my guess is Oak typically goes first ice, but I didn't hear anything this year. And fish is the same way, too. Often right when that ice goes on, it can be pretty good. But we may get a bite there later this winter, but I have yet to hear anything.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown Area Game, Fish, and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer, and right around Watertown, the lakes around Florence and south of Watertown, about four or five lakes, anything producing?
Yeah, right here in Watertown city limits, Compesca, Pelican. Not very many shacks this week. Colder weather, I think, is keeping people kind of inside and not seeing a whole lot of pressure. Fishing success has been pretty quiet, too. That's probably a big reason we're not seeing very many shacks on those two bodies of water. The lakes up by Florence, Dry Lake hasn't been too bad. Still seeing some walleye come out of there. Quite a few shacks up there, especially on the weekends. Goose Lake really starting to pick up some pace. More and more shacks there. Every week, this weekend, I would say, probably going to be pretty busy with the warmer temperatures. Every once in a while, there's a good perch bite down there, but fairly consistent walleye bite. Most of them are around the 14-inch range, but every once in a while, you'll catch one a little bigger.
West of Watertown, the Long, the Blythe, or anything else in the county producing?
As far as all those over there, Blythe, the Long, Stink, about the only one we're seeing any fishermen on has been Long. And it's been pretty tough so far. You might talk to a fisherman that picks up a walleye here or there, maybe a few smaller perch, but it's been pretty tough over there so far this winter.
Is ice pretty uniform? Are you kind of hearing or seeing 12 to 15 inches?
It really is pretty darn uniform, and I would say 15 would be on the lower end. Most places are over 15 inches. There's a lot of ice heaves this year, it seems like, and that's where we've had the accidents if we've had any vehicles going through ATVs trying to cross those heaves. And most people know not to cross those, but it's always a good reminder that if you come across a heave, make sure you go around it, not over it.
Is the vehicle that's in the lake off Memorial Park on Lake Compesca, has the state arranged or has that been taken out yet?
It does sound like there is arrangements to get that taken care of, hopefully as soon as they can.
And but is that swell flagged so people stay away from that area, to your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, Bryce McVicker, conservation officer out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Don Fierstead here with some outdoor information. The Children's Miracle Network Fishing for Miracles Tournament has a limited amount of tickets left. Now that runs January 19th at 3 o'clock to January 20th at 3 o'clock. And if you want tickets for that, you can get the tickets you need, a limited number, at the Lake Region Golf Course on the west side of Lake Ponset after 5 p.m. today. The remaining tickets will be available, If you want some more information or Doug or Corey to save some, call 520-3704 for Corey. Doug, 880-2573 for the CMN's Ice Fishing Tournament January 18th, 19th, and 20th. Also, Frankfurt Fire Department, a coyote hunt, a fishing derby. You can hunt anywhere, you can fish anywhere. And it's January 19th. Register at the Frankfurt Fire Hall. Free taco and cash bar after 6. January 20th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., free chili and cash bar. If you want some more information, you can contact Brad at 280-6795. Or 460-1770, you can call those numbers. And, of course, the Governor's Winter Games, the 19th through the 21st, Saturday and this Sunday, free chili and hot dog feed, kitty cat races, the big poker run, $2,000 first place. If you want more information, you can call Audrey at 450-0191. Also coming up, we have the Cool Kids Fishing Derby. That'll be January 27th at Oakwood Lake. The Game Fish and Parks finalized some duck seasons. The High Plains is October 13th through January 17th. Low Plains right in this area. And September 29th, duck season to December 11th. Also next year in September, the limit of honkers will go from 15 to 8 a day. 21st Annual Grass Lake Conservation Club Fish on Grass Lake or Dry Lake is on February 3rd. And the Webster Wabe Granville Knights of Columbus Tournament on Enemy Swim is February 10th. South Dakota Trappers Ice Fishing Tournament on Indian Springs is February 10th. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we travel over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer, and starting out on Ponset and some of the other lakes, what's a perch and walleye fisherman been doing for any luck?
Well, in Ponset, there's been definitely plenty of people out and about trying their luck. This last weekend being as nice as it was, plenty of people out. Success rates are still kind of minimal. We got the big tournament coming up this weekend. I imagine there's going to be a lot of people out searching for the fish. Walleyes, you know, continuing to be better than the perch if you can find them. They're going to be under that 15-inch limit or 15-inch size typically. The perch, if you don't find them within 10 minutes, move again. And if you can find them, you're going to do pretty well. Excuse me. You know, Albert really died off. Didn't see a ton of pressure out there this last week. I don't know if they're not finding the fish this time or whatnot, but they have not seen the tracks that we were seeing out there a couple of weeks ago.
So. Clear Lake by Thomas, still seeing pretty good fishing pressure?
You know, a lot of locals are going down there to fish. Seeing people fish there, talking to some of the people that are fishing there. Having mixed results, either they get into a couple of nice walleyes or they're just out there enjoying the nice weather. So, you know, that bite that we had probably a month ago out there was you know, really, really good. And it's kind of really, really dying off right now. So,
do you ever get over to Fate or Three Buck?
Last weekend I did get over to Fate and Three Buck. Three Buck was... There was about a half a dozen people out there, talked to most of those, and came to find out that no one had really had any bites. Some people were trying to even spear for some northern pike, and they just weren't seeing the fish like they used to in the past. So.
Well, Dan Sternhagen with the Game Fish and Parks out of the Hamlin County area. Thank you. Well, now we head out north of Pier up Grey Goose Road up to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit and Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And Tim, with pretty nice weather and hopefully some wind on some days, this might be a pretty good time to get out to the river to hunt geese.
You know, yeah, it's been pretty decent talking to guys, you know, setting decoys and even pass shooting, you know, the Pass shooters have had some pretty good days with this. You know, we had those windier conditions, really helped get the birds down within range for them, and had some reports of guys even getting into some ducks when it kind of got a little stormy. Ducks started rolling around and, you know, made it fun for them.
Are the geese flying out on nice days pretty early or regular?
You know, earlier this last week before it got cold, they were coming out, you know, 9 o'clock, real, you know, pretty regularly. And they started coming, you know, when it started getting colder, they started waiting a little longer. In fact, yesterday it was late afternoon before much moved at all.
As far as snow or ice, is it almost all the way down to the intake tubes?
You know, it did freeze yesterday, yesterday mainly, when it was, it did freeze all the way down to the face of the dam. I've had a few reports there, you know, there's some birds, you know, holding things open, of course, and with it warming up, I don't expect, those areas to freeze up at least solid. A lot of those birds will keep that open, and maybe some wind will break open some other areas again.
Besides the decoy fields, and some with pits and some lay-down blinds, is there other access around Peoria or other places for maybe some pass shooting?
You know, there is. There's some pits down there in Peoria Flats area and into Spring Creek and Nystrom Bay area that I've heard that the guys were doing pretty decent, last weekend when, you know, it was kind of the cruddier weather. Of course, that really helps the pass shooting and everything. Also, you know, we got those unrestricted fields over west of 1804 and then into Stanley County that guys have been doing pretty good.
If they have questions, how can they call the Sheehan Waterfall Unit Goose Trailer?
Yeah, they can give us a call here at the trailer. It's area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Weathers with the Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head over to Grant County, Milbank, South Dakota, and we're talking to Jamie Peckelder. And I guess starting out in your backyard on that big, long, old Big Stone Lake, how's the perch and walleye fishing been?
It's been pretty good, really. We've kind of struggled with some of the weather changes here and there and made things slow down. But once some stable weather comes and when we do get a little stable weather, perch bite has been pretty good. And they are catching occasional walleye. It seems like the perch are more congregated into that central portion of the lake, maybe a little bit further south, too. I've seen a few guys getting up as far as Sodak. But other than that, I haven't seen them venturing off too much more than that. One of the better tips I could give is if you see a big crowd of people, that doesn't necessarily mean the fish are biting right there, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe try the fringe area because I think a lot of people, fishermen, can actually move fish.
I think so, and it does seem like that's what's going on. They're just not getting into them so much in them bigger groups. But the guys that are off by themselves, they seem to be picking up a few.
As far as walleyes
go, up north they're getting a few up there. There's been a couple big fish caught. I've heard of one up into that 13-pound range.
Wow.
And down south, there's actually a few walleye biting. So there's some high points there as well.
Are you looking at a lot of pressure ridges or any big fractures or heaves on the lake, per se?
They're out there. And it seems like in those traditional spots, they're in those areas. And then there's some new ones that seem to pop up here and there as well.
But still looking at maybe 12 to 18 inches of ice?
At least, yeah.
Any word out of Lac La Parle over in Minnesota or up on Traverse?
Haven't heard anything over in Minnesota. Traverse has been kind of hit and miss the same. A few walleye, a few bluegill hitting up there, but just haven't heard of a lot of pressure.
Well, Jamie Peckelder out of the Grant County area, Game Fish and Parks office, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.